John Rainey joins us. Good morning, John. How are you?
Doing well, great, Scott. And you?
Good. Let's talk, first of all, let's talk higher ed, and because I know that yesterday you were in committee and listening to that, and tell me what came out of there.
Well, I think that higher ed was kind of a TRB day yesterday, and it looks like...
That's tuition revenue bonds, so everybody understands, okay.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's
you
okay.
Know, the more we're over here, the more we use those acronyms, and sometimes I don't even know what
it's jar. It's just jargon, right? Exactly. So what, basically, explain for folks who might not know, what is a tuition revenue bond?
A tuition revenue bond is money that is guaranteed. The bonds are sold, and it's guaranteed by the tuition that students pay. Typically, and for ever since they've been doing them, and I don't know how long that's been. It's been since 2007 since we had one. The state actually sets aside money to pay those bonds, so it is never paid with tuition.
Right.
It's just a name. One of those things that I guess you'd say could be very confusing, but we have set aside $250 million in the House's budget for next biennium to pay for the debt retirement on tuition revenue bonds. It looks like it's going to be somewhere around $2.5 billion in tuition revenue bonds. Typically, universities get one project, and that's what we're looking at A&M. Now I can't remember exactly what it is.
Sure.
I think it's a BSL lab.
Mm-hmm, right.
And it's $80 million on a $100 million project. The one little problem that A&M has, and it's not a problem, it's just we have to solve it, is by each institution. So Prairie View, Texas A&M, Corpus Christi, all the schools have an opportunity at some project. When we put the medical school back under A&M, that kind of said, well, we just get one.
Uh-huh.
So we're trying to work right now, and I think we'll be successful in getting a tuition revenue bond also for the medical school.
We just got finished talking to State Senator Schwertner, and we were discussing the budget, and obviously the House has their plan for tax cuts. The Senate has their plan for tax cuts. You're on probes. And so as we get ready to get down that road, what do you see as the sense of making this all meld together when it comes to the balance between property taxes, sales taxes, and business taxes?
Well, I suspect that the one area that most people agree on is that the the franchise tax,
right,
is one that is not very well liked. So I suspect that'll be an area that will be cut some way or another. I've heard everything from raising the bar from $1 million to $3 or $4 million.
Mm-hmm. That's State Senator Schwertner has that certainly on the Senate side for
so
businesses.
That's one of those areas, and I think that would be one. One of the good things, I guess you'd say, except from maybe a property owner standpoint, we're able to help finance schools because of property valuations, property tax going up based on evaluations.
You know, one component in this that we were discussing, the property tax reduction could change the calculation of the homestead exemption from a dollar amount to 25% of the state's home median market value. So that would always be a moving number.
Well, you know, I haven't really looked at all the ins and outs of that, but on the surface, it sure looks like maybe something we ought to look at.
It sounds interesting to me, that's for sure. What's going to be happening between now and when we talk again next week in your world?
Well, I think that we'll send at least some of the supplemental bills we have in the appropriations. They're going to go to the floor today. Nothing really gigantic. We'll have one of the bills that I just voted on right before I came into this room to make my phone call was a bill that will review state agencies' financial situation a little more stringently, and it'll probably be an interim study. LBB will probably do it, but it's kind of like an audit and look at where we're going, where we're spending the money, and can we do it more efficiently.
Is that an offshoot of Health and Human Services problems or the contractual things that
they're
talking about?
It's an offshoot of trying to make our government more efficient. It's come through. I mean, we started it last session, and we're just putting it in codification now.
Got it. John Rainey joins us each week, and hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. I'll let you get back to work. Thanks for the time this morning, John.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.